Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Happy New Year! It is 2025, and what that means is it's 30 years since 1995, which was arguably the best year of Britpop. So today we're going to do all about 1995. Let me know what your favourite song from 1995 was, preferably a Britpop one. And I threw this out on Twitter and loads of people came back with this one as their favourite one, quite surprisingly, but we're going to play it.
Yeah.
That had loads of votes over the weekend on the best song from 1995. I was quite surprised about that. Brilliant song. But yeah, I wasn't expecting so many people to say that it was their favourite. Tony Winspear, he said, Yes by McCartan and Butner, greatest song of the 90s. Not just 95, the 90s. And Louise Nimi, I guess you say her name, also said Yes by McCartan and Butner. Now, like I said, I threw it out there. Phil Hannon, he came out with two absolute belters. He said, from 1995, you've got Space Hog, In the Meantime, and Ash, A Girl from Mars, which sounds like a good excuse for a back-to-back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they're playing cards and you were into men's cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but thank God you went to the cigars. But you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't.
What were you doing 30 years ago in 1995? I was just about to enter my last year at university. And what a time to be at university. No one had a mobile phone, and Blur and Oasis were in the charts battling out rather than the nonsense we got nowadays. I tell you what Matt Crivelli was doing, though. He was listening to Sparky's Dream.
Fading fast.
Time to just interrupt the theme a little bit, because, as I tend to do, because there's a message from Paul Draper on Facebook. He says, Happy New Year. That's a good message for this time of year. He says, I hope you all had a great festive period. It's been a busy 2024, and a huge thank you to everyone who came out to the Six Tour in the spring. The band and I had a blast playing new towns I've never played in before, and the reception was wonderful. Since then, I've been in the studio quite a lot, and this year I'll finish my Unplugged album that myself and my band have been hard at work on. We've created full band acoustic instrument-only versions of some of my favourite songs I've written. Some of these songs you might expect, some you probably won't, so not just the usual suspects. The songs on Unplugged, which I can't wait for, feature drums, acoustic guitars and acoustic bass, strings, harps and even tubular bells, which has added a whole new dimension to my favourite Manson songs. It's been exciting but also challenging revisiting these songs after a long time, and I hope you'll savour these reimaginings of the songs for the album. Can't wait for that to come out. That's something to look forward to this year, but I bet it's going to be difficult for them to do an acoustic version of this one, isn't it?
fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. Which you bought from a rubber man in a town full of
Alan Jenkins seems to think that Fake Plastic Trees was the best song of 95. Mate, that's not even the best one on the album. It's not even top three. Having said that, it is a quality tune. And it is also, I'm going to open the debate here, Radiohead's best album It's not even a debate. Why would anyone say anything else? It's obviously not their first album. It's obviously not their third album, although obviously their third album was pretty good. Their second album, The Bends, was by far the best. Anything beyond the third album, don't even bother. No, I'm not even talking about it. Anyway, Fake Plastic Trees. Had a few requests, so I thought I'd play that one. Right, moving on. Majid, he wanted Waking Up by Elastica. So we're doing songs from 1995, which was 30 years ago. And Helen on Twitter says, too many fab songs from 1995. Let's go with The Charlatans, just when you're thinking things over, in the hope that Tim Burgess might be persuaded to be a guest one day. I doubt it. And please, not too many 30 years ago references. 1995 was my GCSE year. Spare a thought for those of us who are at uni.
Yeah.
We've had a message in from Brian. Brian starts his message with Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Brian. He says, how about Smart by Sleeper? Now, as we all know, Smart is an entire album. So I've had to pick a song from that album, and it's a belter. Now, if I tell you this next song is a B-side from 1995, you already know what group I'm talking about. This one was released on the 30th of October 1995 as a B-side to Wonderwall. It is, of course, the epic Masterplan.
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say, and cast your words away upon the waves, and sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today. And as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Say it loud.
sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go. All we know is that we don't know how it's gonna be. Please, brother, let it be. Life on the other hand won't make us understand. We're all part of a master plan.
You just got to let that one play out. Can't interrupt that one. What a tune. Now, 1995 was a massive year for pulp. 1994 was quite a big year. They've been going since the late 70s when Jarvis was 15, and they haven't really done much. And then they released His and Hers in 1994, and then they didn't really warn anyone. They released possibly the best album of the 90s.
Thought of it, oh Deborah, do you recall? Yeah.
It's worth remembering that that was released when the year 2000 was in the future, not some random 25 years ago. Can you remember Millennium Bug? People thought that planes were going to fall out of the sky and that cash machines were just going to start spouting money. It was all nonsense. Nothing actually happened. But if that makes you feel old, listen to this stat. The song Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham was released closer to the end of World War II than it was to today's date. Does that make you feel old? Let's drag you back to 1995. Country House by Blur was released. I didn't play Roll With It because, you know, it was a rubbish song, but Country House was right up there, August 95, in the head-to-head battle with Oasis, so we might as well play it.
Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a baby
And we've got time for just one more message, and that comes from Ian Durant. He says, "Hey David, happy new year." Happy new year to you. He says, "Year end means I'm back at my desk on a Monday night. Great show. Cheers, Ian." Well, hopefully some of these songs have helped the year end pass a bit more easily. Thanks for listening. All of you, thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with another belter from 1995. See you on the flip side.
By God, so bring.